The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Try as I might deny it, Christmas is around the corner. It is the 2nd of December, so we're fast approaching the festive season, fast approaching the end of the year, and we are bringing back Newsmaker. So this time last year, we looked back over the month of December on all of the big stories from 2023, and we're doing the same this year for 2024, and we're going to kick things off with Paris in the August sunshine and the Olympics. Phil Healy is with me and Sophie Becker, our 400 metre runners. Phil and Sophie, you're both very welcome to the show and thanks a million for taking the call today. Sophie, I mean, has the kind of buzz worn off at this stage, or is there still kind of a lingering high all these months afterwards?
No, I think you phrased it perfectly. There's still like a lingering high. I think the main, you know, buzz since we got back when we took our off season after Paris and really got to have some downtime and just enjoy everything. And it's still like at home bumping into people who I haven't seen since Paris, people just telling us about the joy they got from watching us on TV, going to see the school, going to visit schools and everything, and seeing the kids, and everyone just saying they love seeing us on TV. So the buzz is still there. It's a little bit less, but the memory's still there and definitely driving us on in the winter training for next season.
And Phil, I guess you'll get a kind of a second round of all this at Christmas, because, you know, one of the features of Christmas, you go to midnight mass and you see people you haven't seen since midnight mass last year and things like that. So you're going to get people coming up to you who you haven't seen since Paris.
Yeah, and similar to Sophie says, like the buzz is definitely still going. And for us, I suppose we're at our training base. Like for me, that's Waterford. For Sophie, that's Dublin. And that's away from our home place, which is Sophie for Wexford and me for Cork. So when you actually come back to, for me, when I come back to Cork and you meet so many people and yeah, that you wouldn't have seen, it's great to see that it lifted so many people, and not just our performances, but all the across Team Ireland at the Olympics. And I suppose it was great for the whole of Ireland to give a lift to the nation and to be tuned into the Olympics, because I suppose it's going to be a long time before we have another Olympics on the same time zone and another Olympics as well so close to home. So it gave such a buzz to people of all ages, and we were delighted to be a part of that.
Yeah, Phil makes a really important point, Sophie, doesn't she? And I thought this was one of the features of it. Yes, it was the success of our athletes. It was the performance of, you know, not just yourselves and the relay team and an individual competition and everywhere else. The early medal helped in a big way, but the time zone thing was huge as well, that people were watching you guys compete at kind of peak time, nice sit down in the evening and watch it, as opposed to the getting up in the middle of the night for Tokyo the last time, or God, LA and Brisbane for the next two.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just looking back at Tokyo, I think there's like a few things, as you said, the time difference. I think social media played a huge part in it this year, just getting everyone involved. And then just like the distance, like it's way more manageable for people to travel, way more affordable for people to travel. And it absolutely showed in the stadium, you know, 80,000 people. And I think there was so many Irish flags. I've never seen so many in my life, like walking out into the stadium and 80,000 people roaring, and you could still hear someone shout up Wexford somehow in the middle of the crowd, which was amazing. So it just paid off. And like we keep saying, it was as close as we're probably going to get to a home games, and such a special experience for people to come over and witness an Olympic Games. It obviously got off to a great start with the medals in the swimming, and that was just a snowball effect, and it kept rolling throughout the whole games.
Phil, remind us of what it was like within camp, say once, you know, Mona and Daniel had won those medals in the pool, that we had kind of set down that mark, because the boxers were in week one as well, and things were not necessarily going well for them in the ring. Had we not got those medals in the pool, you could see maybe how the mood in camp might have been a little bit different.
Yeah, and there was such a great buzz within the camp, and I suppose that was great to see. And like, it's just super for the Irish that it was kicked off with the medal haul. And I suppose for us, with athletics being last on the programme of all the events within the Olympic Games, we were always back in the Olympic Village, and there was a great area in our apartment block where we could watch the different events instead of actually going to see them in person. And it was a great way to mingle with other sports that we necessarily may not be able to do. So that was such a great buzz, and then seeing the athletes come back with their medals and just seeing the buzz on social media, like it lifted everybody, and we couldn't wait to get out there and perform, because as I said, we were last on the programme of sports at the very, very end.
Did that, Sophie, did that add to the pressure that you felt, or was it kind of just fuel for the fire?
Honestly, I think it was fuel to the fire. I mean, I think there was a bit of pressure just considering, you know, we had the relay had just previously come second at the European Championships. So there obviously was some pressure building. Like, we knew that we could do a big performance, but I think altogether it was just fuel to the fire, excitement. We wanted to put on a show. We wanted to keep the ball rolling, like what has been the most successful games for Ireland. You know, we wanted to finish it off with a bang. And just seeing like the excitement that the other sports got and everyone coming down to support us, because as Phil was saying, we were on at the very end. It really spurred us on. And yeah, we just wanted to give it our all and just give everyone a really memorable last night in Paris.
And Phil, I know I appreciate this is a question kind of for high performance directors of Athletics Ireland and what have you, but I'll ask you nonetheless, how do we ensure that this excitement is kind of bottled and capitalized on, and we use it to kind of grow the sport and interest in the sport and participation in the sport?
Yeah, and that's vital, because we need to be there to encourage, I suppose, the younger athletes coming up. And I suppose just looking at athletics as a whole, it was such a successful season from indoors to outdoors. Even looking at the relay alone, we got a silver medal as part of the women's at the European Championships. The mixed relay got a gold, and then coming fourth at the Olympic Games for a women's relay. That is absolutely phenomenal. So to keep the sport growing, it obviously is dependent on funding, and we are in a very lucky position to be funded as athletes. And I suppose that needs to continue right through the next few years, and for the younger athletes coming up as well. But it comes down to exposure as well on social media, on television, for the younger athletes, and to be exposed, because athletics is a minority sport in the bigger picture of things. So it's so important to have that coverage for younger kids to be exposed to athletics, and because at the end of the day, athletics is a foundation for so many sports as well. So yeah, we need that exposure for the younger kids to encourage them into sport, to get them to enjoy the sport and have fun, and for them to realise that it isn't all about winning as well, and to be out and to be active. But yeah.
Olympians Phil Healy and Sophie Becker, thank you both very, very much for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.